Paper 131, Section 9. Confucianism. Even the least God-recognizing of the world's great religions acknowledged the monotheism of the Melchizedek missionaries and their persistent successors. Gained summary of Confucianism was: what heaven appoints is without error. Truth is real and divine. Everything originates in heaven, and the great heaven makes no mistakes. Heaven has appointed many subordinates to assist in the instruction and uplifting of the inferior creatures. Great, very great, is the one God who rules man from on high. God is majestic in power and awful in judgment. But this great God has conferred a moral sense even on many inferior people. Heaven's bounty never stops. Benevolence is heaven's choicest gift to man. Heaven has bestowed its nobility upon the soul of man. The virtues of man are the fruit of this endowment of heaven's nobility. The great heaven is all-discerning, and goes with man in all his doings. And we do well when we call the great heaven our father and our mother. If we are the servants of our divine ancestors, then may we in confidence pray to heaven: at all times and in everything let us stand in awe of the majesty of heaven. We acknowledge, O God, the Most High and Sovereign Potentate, that judgment rests with you, and that all mercy proceeds from the Divine Heart. God is with us. Therefore we have no fear in our hearts. If there be found any virtue in me, it is the manifestation of heaven, who abides with me. But this heaven within me often makes hard demands on my faith. If God is with me, I have determined to have no doubt in my heart. Faith must be very near the truth of things, and I do not see how a man can live without this good faith. Good and evil do not befall man without cause. Heaven deals with man's soul in accordance with its purpose. When you find yourself in the wrong, do not hesitate to confess your error, and be quick to make amends. A wise man is occupied with the search for truth, not in seeking for a mere living. To attain the perfection of heaven is the goal of man. The superior man is given to self-adjustment, and he is free from anxiety and fear. God is with you. Have no doubt in your heart. Every good deed has its recompense. The superior man murmurs not against heaven, nor holds a grudge against men. What you do not like when done to yourself, do not to others. Let compassion be a part of all punishment. In every way endeavor to make punishment to blessing. Such is the way of great heaven. While all creatures must die and return to the earth, the spirit of the noble man goes forth to be displayed on high and to ascend to the glorious light of final brightness.